What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie.
A few weeks ago was my birthday, meaning we are now both 18, aka legal adults.
Which is super scary, but there's also a bunch of other, like, really weird changes that are happening.
Bruh. Julia wanted to improv this intro, and it's not going well. But anyway.
She let me, that's her problem.
Keep on listening. We're gonna dive into all those weird ways that 18 has brought changes into our lives.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, so I feel like 18 kind of hit you a little bit harder, like, when you first, like, right? Like, weren't you a little bit more like, oh my god, like, 18, that's such a big number?
Yeah, the night of my 18th birthday, we were on vacation together, we were in Virginia, and I was with my mom, and I cried. I was just like, oh my god, like, this is, like, it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm very sentimental about things.
Yes.
And, I don't know, like, 18 to me was like, oh, like, this is, like, it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's, like, the start of, like, everything else. Like, again, I'm sentimental, so, like, yeah.
For me, like, I was sad, too, but the reason I was sad is because I think the 17 songs are better. The songs about being 17. There aren't very many good 18 songs because,
that's
like...
That's true.
Because 17 doesn't really have a meaning. Like, I feel like when you think of 17, you think of a kid, but, like, the smartest kid that there is because it's the oldest kid or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, fun. It's, like, oh, that girl, she's 17, she's living life. 18, it's, like... 18 by Khalid, depressed,
bro, and
it's like
student.
yes young, dumb, and broke, basically. So it's kind of just like a little bit sad, but I'm sad because I can't listen to the songs and relate anymore, but it's also sad because that's kind of just the vibe that you get from 18, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it's like so different. Like before, like, you know, like 17, yeah, it's like this like happy dancing queen, and 18 is like all the songs are like they're like not bad, but like nothing's ever gonna top 17.
It's like
songs.
18 and I still live with my parents. Like, it's like, yeah, whatever. No, but something, like, also it's interesting because I feel like 18 used to bring a lot of, like, new responsibilities, but, like, things that you could do. Like, I was watching the movie Lady Bird, like, right before I turned 18, and there's, like, a quote that I used for my, like, Instagram caption where it's, like, one pack of Camel Lights, please, and a scratcher, and a Playgirl. It's my birthday today. I'm 18, which is why all these things, I can buy them, whatever. I don't know how many of those things you can still buy. A lottery ticket, for sure. Probably a Playgirl. Yeah. But you can't buy
a lottery ticket yet?
No.
I haven't either.
We should, yeah. We get like millions of dollars from it. That would be lovely.
How much are lottery tickets? Like $2.50 or something,
depending on the type of like lottery ticket.
More than $3 for a lottery ticket, I'm not buying it.
You can get just like a scratch or whatever and it'll be cheap. Okay. I mean, depends on the one, but then you can get some where it's like you can win so much money and they'll be like, I don't know, seven or ten. I don't know. I don't keep up with that because I've never bought one. But like, you can't buy like cigarettes or anything, right? That's like different now. Is that 21?
I think that's 21. Yeah. You can buy a lighter.
Ooh, I can buy a lighter for my candles.
When I was 17, I tried to buy, like, a little, like, lighter for my... I generally, like, I have candles in my room. Like, the only lighters that we have are, like, a foot long.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to keep this in my room. Like, that's, like, weird. I actually have it in my
room. I have one of those foot long lighters, yeah.
Yeah. So I tried to buy a lighter at, like, a drugstore, and they were like, oh, can I see your ID? And I'm like, yeah. So I showed them my, like, driver's license at the time. I was 17, so they were like, oh, you can't buy it. I was like, oh.
That's so sad.
I'm so sad.
Funny story. One time, like, I work at a summer camp, and one of my campers told me that, like, he was scared of flying, and his friend was gonna go on a plane, and so he was like, can you just, like, bring a lighter, like, just so that if the plane crashes, you, like, have a lighter, like, if you need one, whatever, which was very sweet. So then he, like, made his friend go to like, a drugstore and buy a lighter, but then, like, they tried to buy it, and the person, like, you know, checking them out, because they were, like, 11, like, they're like, absolutely not, you cannot buy this, like, why do you want this? And he starts telling the story, like, just in case he, like, the plane crashes. And they're like, please leave. So he didn't get to buy his lighter, unfortunately. It was quite sad. But, so yeah, I don't know.
What else can you do at 18?
Get a tattoo.
Yeah, I did that.
Don't do it. My mom was, like, talking to me. She's like, Kira, like, so you're 18, like, where's the tattoo? And I was like, I have to think about it. Like, I'm not making this
famous. I got so scared for a second. I was like, why did you just say the name Kira?
Oh my god! Yeah, no, we know our names. We do know our names.
It's not McKenna?
No, I don't know where that came from, actually.
No, that's crazy.
No, but, so my birthday was a few weeks ago, and it was really fun. I was kind of, like, I felt a lot of pressure on this birthday because it's my last birthday at home, and it's also the last birthday that I have, like, I don't know, we didn't have school on my birthday, just because of, like, whatever, scheduling stuff, but it's, like, the last time that's gonna happen, because, like, in college, my birthday will be, like, during the days of the week, mm-hmm. And so I was like, dang, like, I really need to, like, savor this. But I had a pretty good time. Julia was not here on my actual... Oh, no, she was here on my actual birthday. She wasn't here when we, like, when I celebrated my birthday. Like, you were. I did a special little birthday thing so that Julia could be there. Because I really wanted to go to this museum. I'm not going to, like, expose on
you. Did you have the special thing so I could be there? yeah. other thing? Did you really?
Basically. Aww. Yeah, I'm always be like that. But so, me and my friend Olivia, who you go, because we always shout out Olivia, and my other friend, we went to this museum and had a really good time. And then, so I got some, you know, good pics for the Insta, don't worry. And then the next day, I just had, like, a bunch of my friends over in my house, and we just, like, hung out and ate and had a good old time.
Yeah, we got Starbucks earlier.
Yeah.
And they, like, redid the one in our town for, like, the holidays, so it was cool.
Yeah, it was really nice and cool. I didn't, like, get any good gifts for my 18th, like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I got, like, some nice things, but, like, nothing, like, really special.
Alright, I gotta call myself out here. So, Kira, I told Kira that I would take her to a concert for her birthday, because one thing we have to do before we go to college or whatever, I've never been to a concert with Kira. I was like, we're going to, like, anything. So we bought these tickets for this one concert, and we were so hyped for it, and then 2 weeks before...
It wasn't 2 weeks before. It was a while before.
You sure?
Yes.
It wasn't 2 weeks. No, it was, like, right around your birthday.
No, I knew by the time of my birthday that I wasn't going.
No, I knew that. Okay, so it was a couple, 3-4 weeks before, because and then I'm looking at the calendar, and I'm like, oh, no. The opening night of our fall show for our high school is the same night as this show. I was like, gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, so we couldn't go.
So I sold the tickets. Made about $1 in a profit.
There you go.
And
but we're gonna go to another concert at some point. We just need to find one. So if you guys know of any like good concerts like around the East Coast area, like please let us know, because we need
do not say Taylor Swift. I cannot go through that again.
Well, obviously not gonna say Taylor Swift. Like, you can't get Taylor Swift tickets now.
Sorry, I'm not spending $700 on you.
Absolutely like, not. I don't even really like Taylor Swift. No.
Well, that's such a conversation we can have another time.
Yeah, we'll have another time. Yeah. But so yeah, I don't know. The birthday it was pretty good. It's kind of anticlimactic, but like. It was fun.
I feel like all birthdays are anticlimactic. There's never an event where I go to and I'm like, wow, that, like, really, like, reached my expectations.
Yeah, where I'm like, wow, I am... No, my sweet 16 definitely did. I had a really good sweet 16.
That was fun. It was
really fun.
That was, like, also in the middle of COVID, though.
Yeah, so I needed it. Yeah. Not the middle of COVID. Oh, my God. Sounds, like, so bad. It was, like... COVID was, like... No, but, like, we were able to, like... It wasn't, like,
it was, unsafe. Like, socially distanced.
Yeah,
it was, like, mask,
like... It was, like, safe. But, yeah, but, anyway, I was really scared to turn 18 because I felt like I wouldn't like how it sounded just with, like... Like, the same thing with, like, the songs. Like, I just feel like it sounds so much more, like, adult. Like, 17 sounds fun and free and cute. But, honestly, I've kind of been digging 18. Like, I don't know if that's, like, just, like, a weird thing, but...
Ever since I've turned 18, I've had, like, the best time of my life. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, this, like, whole entire past year, like, I don't know what I've been on, but, like, I don't want to get off it. Like, it's, like, been... I've had such, like, a great past year of my life, like, genuinely.
That is awesome. Like, past year, past 18, like...
I mean, like, both. Like, it's been better since I've turned 18, but, like, I don't know that's what it is. I'm just,
17, I think, was the best year of, like, my life.
Yeah.
Like,
I was too stressed out with... I feel like my birthday really lines up with, like, how the school year goes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, like, junior year was, like, pretty stressful. So, like, 17 was, like, good besides school. But, like, that's, like, also the majority of, like, my birth year. I don't know. It's kind of like for everybody. But, like, I don't know. 18 so far, like, it's been, like, all school. But it's also been, like, super fun. Like, I've, like, hung out with, like, lots of fun people. And, yeah.
I feel like... I keep saying senior year has been, like, the best... I don't know. Senior year is so stressful. Like, I do not like the school stuff. But, like... Just, like, I really liked the beginning of senior year. I thought it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like the beginning of junior year, but I started liking it once I turned 17, which is why I think, like, it was my
It'll
favorite
get better
year.
From here.
Yeah, right? So, no, because that's true, because, like, you know, theater stuff starts picking up, and, you know, it's just whatever. But we're pretty much done with school, which is, like, so weird, because we're at that weird point, like, not done with school, but, like, our grades don't really count anymore, at least for, like, early action schools. Like,
yeah.
Like, they don't. Like, a lot of schools I apply to only take, like, first marking period, whatever, and
none
that, like...
None of my schools even do that, so I'm
really?
Set. Yeah. I just gotta make sure... Honestly, I just want, like, a good GPA for the end of the year, so that's my motivation for, like, not screwing up the rest of this year, so...
Yeah. But, like, basically, for me, I'm, like, for what colleges say, I'm done, and in my brain, that means I'm done, which is, like, really bad, because, obviously, that's not the case.
No, that was, like, me junior year, which is, like, the worst time to get it. I was, like, oh, no. Like, second semester junior year, we just don't talk about.
Oh, okay, we won't talk about it. Yeah, but I feel like we're kind of in that, like, that weird period, because we're 18, so we're adults, but we're still in high school, and, like, it feels weird to say, like, oh, like, you know, I'm 18 and I'm getting ready for college, but I'm still in high school. Like, I don't feel like I'm in high school, which is so weird.
From 8 a.m to 3 p.m every single day that I have to go to, and, like, responsibilities that, like, high schoolers have that I had freshman year that I still have now, and it's, like, the same time I can go get a tattoo if I feel like it.
Yeah, like, it's like, what? I can, like, vote. I didn't vote because I didn't register early enough, but Julia did. Yeah, it feels weird, like, to still be in high school, but, like, have all those responsibilities, and, like, I need to, like, oh, did you, like, update your license or whatever, like, or, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
No. We need to, like, do
You can
that.
Do it online, apparently.
Yeah, it's, like, do that.
Yeah.
Because then it gets rid of, like, GDL or whatever, or not all GDL, but some of it, I don't know.
Just
dog
stuff, I don't know.
It's okay.
Okay.
No, I don't think I did.
Is it, that's not a state thing?
I don't think, I think it's, like, there are rules, but It's fine.
Okay. I don't really care at this point. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
If you haven't found out by now.
Yeah, honestly, like, you deserve to know if you figure it out. But, and then same thing, like, for some reason, I've had, like, so many doctor's appointments recently, like, since I turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
I had, like, I got, like, a flu shot, and then I had, like, a dentist appointment. And both times, I'm like, wait, like, when do I stop going to this, like, doctor? Because it's, like, a pediatrician.
My pediatrician didn't kick me out. I double-checked. I said I could stay there till after college is done. So then when I go to wherever I end up going after college, if I move or whatever, which I probably will, but, they can, like, redo it there or whatever. And my dermatologist kicked me out.
That's so sad.
That was so sad. I had to go in for, like, a checkup on a thing. So I go to do the checkup on the thing, and they go, all right, yeah, you're good to go. I was like, awesome. And then she goes, you can't be here anymore, though. I go, what? She's like, you're 18 now. I was like, yeah, I know. She's like, well, this is, a kid's place. I was like, what? She's like, you can't, this is our last appointment here. Like, you're not allowed to come back. I was like, oh. Like, I'm not allowed. She's like, no.
That is so sad.
I literally asked her, I was like, can you see me through college? No. I was like,
oh. That is so sad. No, I did ask, like, a list
of recommended places, but I was like, this is not worth it.
Yeah. I know pediatrician, because my friend has a brother who is, like, 23 or something, and he, like, just switched or something.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you drawing on your tattoo?
I'm making eyebrows.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, no, that's a fun thing about Julia's tattoo, because it's just a smiley face, if you don't know, so she can, like, change the expression or, like, give it, like, different accessories, like, every day.
When I'm angry, kind of... I give it angry eyebrows.
So sad, but, like, that's, like, still, like, no, I think that's a nice little, like, reassuring, like, thing.
It makes me happy after, so I'm like, you know what, this, like, worked, actually.
There you go. But back to the doctor thing. I know I can go to my pediatrician for a while, and with the dentist, I think my mom asked while I was there, because also I didn't, like, drive myself, and she asked me, like, oh, like, did you come here by yourself today? I'm like, no, mom, my mom's here. Like, awkward. She asked, and it's, like, for a while, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But...
I switched dentists a couple years ago to, like, a place that's, like, kind of more local. So, anyways, it's, like, a all-ages place, so, like, I'm fine dentist-wise. Oh, I was, like, very happy, but I was like, oh, thank God. But, yeah.
Yeah, I'm nervous, because I have, like, really bad doctor anxiety, but when I was younger, I had, like, a lot of medical issues, so I think it, like, created some PTSD. Like, I'm not kidding. I have explored this in therapy before, and I am really...
Don't cancel Kira.
Yeah, no. I'm not just, like, throwing around... I don't like throwing around, like, terms, like, whatever, but I genuinely think I have PTSD from it, because I cry almost every single time I go to the doctor and have an anxiety attack.
That makes... Yeah, probably PTSD.
Yeah. And so, I'm really scared to go to an actual doctor and for them not to, like, cradle me, because, you know, like...
It's okay. The dentist cradled me the other day.
Like, I want to be treated like a child. My dentist did tell me I had really good brushing skills, but I didn't floss enough, but it's okay. But yeah, I don't know.
Get the eyebrows wrong enough.
Can you, like, pay attention? Scary. We were recording a podcast, and you were just focused on drawing in your tattoo.
Yeah, okay.
The next topic was your thing, the waivers.
The waivers. Oh, yeah, another cool thing you can do when you're 18. So, like, for robotics,
That's
I did robotics, if you guys didn't know. they're, like, the company that we, like, or the organization that we do it through, you have to, like, sign a bunch of, like, waivers and stuff. And this was the first year that I didn't have to have my parents sign it, which was really cool for me because I was the only one on the team who's 18. So, like, I was the first one to get everything done because it's, like, really poorly set up on their website to, like, figure out, like, how to do it. So, like, I was, like, done in 3 seconds, and my coach was like, how did you...
I'm 18.
He's like, oh, I'm like, yeah, so...
I have not had that yet, but I did... I was supposed to go to Sky Zone today, but plans kind of fell through. But, like, last time I went to Sky Zone... Because I just go to Sky Zone so much, I'm just kidding. But whatever, I went with my friend when I was 17 with, like, friends who were 18, and they, like, got to sign their own waivers, and, like, I didn't, and it was, like, so, like, sad. But now I was thinking...
Did they get to sign for you, or do you have to be, like, a certain age?
No, my mom, like, had to do it. Mm-hmm. It has to be, like, you're, like, legal guardian or whatever. But, yeah, so it's just, like, interesting. Like, I don't know. It feels
waivers.
Like... It's, like, oh, like, I'm responsible for my death, like, if something goes wrong at Sky Zone or at robotics. I was saying, Julie, I'm like, what, like, if a robot, like, goes rogue and, like,
no,
it kills
it
you.
Up.
Yeah, if it blows up.
They're like, no, or if, like, a piece, like, flies off by accident, like, you could, like, if it, like, you're supposed to be wearing safety goggles, but, like,
if you're not.
You could totally, like, lose your eyesight.
Yeah. And something that, like, I have, that has, like, really messed with me, whatever, literally Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, being 18, is, like, the weirdest thing. Because you're like, am I a kid? Like, am I, like, an adult now? Especially with my cousins, because I'm a middle cousin, me and my brother are, like, the middle, because then I have 2 older and 2 younger, so I kind of feel like I'm, like, oh, I'm too old to be with these, like, younger kids, but then, like, I don't consider myself an adult, because my cousins
are...
You
need to leave younger kids alone, and it's, like, oh, well, like, I'm...
Yeah, but it's, like, my cousins are, like, out of college, or, like, seniors in college, so it's, like, they feel... They're adults, like, they're looking for jobs and stuff, they're doing their thing, mm-hmm. But, like, I am still in high school, so I consider myself a kid, but then it's, like, they were playing, like, Cards Against Humanity, and they invited me to join, and I'm, like, absolutely not, I'm not playing Cards Against Humanity
You're
with my...
old enough for this,
like,
but,
with my, like...
To?
Like, I'm not playing with, like, my aunts and uncles. Oh, my God, like, everything that's, like, 18 plus, like, we can, like, do. Like, not that, like, like...
We can play Cards Against Humanity now. I never played that game before. That's so cool.
Yeah, no, but, like, I was gonna say, like, not like that's, like, you know, oh, we can't play Cards Against Humanity, dang. But it's, like, you can actually, like, do it now, like, and it's, like, you don't have to feel, like, weird about it. Mm-hmm. Or if it's, like, you don't have to lie about your age on websites anymore. Yo. Like, isn't that crazy?
I kind of want to, though. Just put the year back one, so it's, like, oh, I'm 19.
I always put 2000, even though, like... Because, like, when you're younger, you need to, like, lie about the year you're born in. Not for, like, sketchy websites, but, like, random websites, like...
Yeah. Like, how many people do you think put in December 31st, 1999 as their, like, birthday for those things?
I don't know.
Do you think there's, like, a date that's, like...
the pen. The audio's gonna be weird.
Do you think there's, like, a date that's gonna be, like, more, like, used than others? That people are probably. Just, like, know will be fake.
Like, January 1st, 2000 or something.
Yeah, something that's, like, yeah. very obviously fake. But then, like...
Probably that.
They can't, like, do anything about it.
I was in my actual birthday, but then a different year. But but now, I signed up for some recently, and I put my actual year, and I was like, wow.
Like, whoa. Like,
I am 18. I'm allowed to do this.
I know.
But, I don't know, it feels really weird, because it feels like you're, like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm, like, a kid or an adult.
It feels like, I don't know, like, before you really get, like, a rush as a kid, you're, like, signing up for, like, I don't know. I'm going to say, I'm going to use, like, Webkinz as an example. I don't know if this is true or not. Like, you sign up for Webkinz, like, your birthday, and you put the year, like, 2000, and you're, like, oh, my God.
I
adrenaline rush, and you're, like, whoa.
Julia, you had such a sad childhood that that's what made you, like...
I grew up on PBS Kids. I don't know
what you expect. That's true. She wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob, but, like honestly, kids that weren't... Kids that weren't
allowed to watch SpongeBob,
but I'm 18 years old. Kids that aren't allowed to watch SpongeBob, like, turn out better. I stand by that. I watched SpongeBob.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
You know what Sean Max is not allowed to watch?
Who?
Total Drama Island. I'm not allowed to watch it.
Still?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah, but, like, I live with my parents still.
That doesn't make sense. Like, you can watch whatever you want. What? You watch it worse than that.
Well, yeah, but, like... Not that one.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I feel like it feels weird because, like, I feel like I feel old, obviously, because I'm the oldest I've ever been, but I've also never felt younger. I was listening to a podcast, Madeline, I don't want to say her name, I think it's Madeline Argy, I think that's her. She's so cool, I love her podcast. If you're listening to Madeline, come on, I emailed you, didn't answer. But, she said something, because she's 22, I think, and I think she said that she's never been more aware of how little she knows.
That's terrifying.
Like, isn't that, like, doesn't, like, make sense? Or even, like, the song, like, Nothing New by Taylor Swift, you know? It's, like, how can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? But, like, I don't feel like that. Like, I don't feel like I know everything. But, like, no, the sad part is I feel like I do. I feel like I've lived so much and I, like, had so many experiences. But then at the same time, I'm so aware of how little I know. Mm-hmm. I've learned this morning that Jessie from the show Jessie was supposed to be 19 in the first season. And she's, like, nannying for this whole family. Like,
don't she, like, get married at, like, 21 then? Or she tries
to? She's pretty young when she gets married. Or when she almost gets married. But she's already 19, like, raising a family. Like, I can never do that. Are you kidding? I can barely babysit for, like, 2 hours.
Bro, I can barely raise myself.
Like. Yeah, right? So, like, I don't know. It's just so weird. Like, you realize how much you don't know how to do. Like,
you know what
taxes. Or, like, just, like, little self-checkout.
No, I know how to use a self-checkout because my people skills is not letting me go talk to a cashier for 2 minutes. But I know what you mean. Like, what was I gonna say? You know what it is? My dad always uses this expression. I think it's kind of funny, but we live in, like, a bubble, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I know this bubble so well. I know this bubble like the back of my hand. You take me out of the bubble, I don't have no idea what the heck I'm gonna do for the next 2 minutes, you know? Like, this bubble, I know this bubble. I got this bubble. But, like...
Pop the bubble, you're dead.
Pop the bubble, my oxygen is gonna go right out of the bubble. Like, I will be lost.
There you go. That's why, like today we're going to Trader Joe's, and I'm like, I've never been there. Like, I've been to Trader Joe's, I've never driven there.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia was like, I can drive, and I'm like, no, I'm going to do it, I'm going to get over my fear. Like, I'm like, I want to know how to get to Trader Joe's, and now I know how to get to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That was cool.
Like, it's things like that, you should, like, leave your bubble, and it's really hard, because, like, you're in that weird position where you're like, no, I'm 18, like, I can, sometimes I'll, like, be in the mall or something by myself, and I'll be like, I drove here, like, I am the reason that I am here now. Like, I brought myself to this place. Like, I don't know, like, it's so random, but it's like, I have the power to, like, bring myself to different places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just feels weird. Or, like, when I went and got my hair cut, and I'm like, I got in the car, next thing I know, my hair is shorter. Like, boom. Go, Kira.
I went to the dentist by myself the other day, and my mom was like, do you want me to, like, go with you? I was like,
I got this. Yeah.
I handled that dentist cleaning, like, really well.
That's kind of empowering.
I know. I was gonna say, like, a boss, but I thought that you would make fun of me, so
I would. Yeah, I liked that one. Wait, what did you say?
I said, like, really well. I had to change it, like, halfway through my thought.
Good.
So I was like...
Yeah, thank you. Please talk more like an 18-year-old.
I'm trying. We're getting there.
I know. That's, like, I guess it's, like, a positive thing. Like, we're, like... I feel like we have more bravery to, like, go out and, like, do things because we're 18, so we're adults. Like, we can be functioning members of society, right?
I mean, like, I feel like it's, like, a little bit different for me because I'm, like, oh, shoot. Like, if I mess up, like...
It counts.
I'm gonna get arrested.
Oh, right.
Because
oh,
we can do so that scary. Now. We can get arrested now.
That's so scary.
How do we forget that? We'll just lottery tickets. We forget being arrested.
We'll just order things really stupid.
Have you met me? I'm not really the smartest person.
Yeah.
Like, I won't do stuff to get me arrested, but, like...
Well, just don't. Yeah, just don't get arrested.
Okay. Deal.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. I don't know. I think, honestly, just, like, the biggest issue right now is just the whole senioritis thing. Like, just feeling like I'm, like, so ready to get out of here,
nice
but
transition.
Yeah, I know, right? But it's, like, I don't know... It's, like, I'm not ready to leave, but I'm ready to leave, like, in my head. Like, I'm, like...
What you mean.
Like, I'm, like, I'm done, but then I'm not ready to go to college either.
Yeah, some days I'm, like, what's that one song?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, Good Times by All Time Low.
Oh.
Do you know that song?
He said one...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that sounds... Is that...
He yeah. said one day, we'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told
me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die.
No, that's Avicii.
Oh, good.
Good Times by I'm going to literally look up the lyrics while I talk.
Is that, I never want to leave.
Leave this sunset town, but one day that time might come. And I'll take you at my word, but carry on. I'll hate the goodbye, but I won't forget the good time. And I've heard that song ever since I was, like, a freshman. And every single time I hear it, I'm like, this is what it's going to be like when I leave.
That's so sad.
And it is so sad, but I feel like... I don't know, for me, and for you for a couple years at least, too, but for me for, like, a while, I'm, like, I have very young siblings, so I'm tied down here for, like, a while. So, like, I'm not really gonna have that point where I leave, like, I'll leave willingly at that point, what I mean, you know? Because, like, I see these things on TikTok where it's people, like, oh, going back to their hometown, but, like, all their, like, their friends, like, left. Like, no, like, I'm always gonna be here for the next 10 years or so, you know?
Because it's really scary.
I already... You can always sleep here.
No, do you want to hear something scary, though?
Yeah.
Because my brother doesn't go to, like, our town's public high school. He goes to, like,
Oh, my God, are you
like,
move?
I don't know. He goes to, like, a county high school, whatever, because he's smart. And so we don't need to live... I almost said the town name. We don't need to live in this town once I leave. So I don't think my parents... I was talking to my mom, and she was saying, like... Am I, like, totally exposing her right now? I don't care. She was saying she can't really see herself leaving within the next, like, 5 years just because it doesn't seem practical to her.
Thank
no,
gosh.
But it's, like, an option because my street, they're kind of, like... demolishing all the houses and building them up as mansions, mm-hmm. and we got an offer to, like...
Do it?
Yeah. Like they left, like, a car to, like, call us and we'll buy your house from you. And it's, like, our town's, like, expensive because of the schools, so they could move to a town... Like, we could literally move... You know what town I'm talking about. Like, three streets over.
Yeah.
And pay less money for, like, the taxes, but live three streets over. I told her to do that. I told her to rent a house in that town and, like, just, like...
That would be insane.
Just rent it until... My brother and I both go to college and then, like, figure out what they want to do then. Because what if they both go to college in the same city or whatever, like, and then they could just, like, follow us. No, I don't know. It's so sad, but I kind of, like, don't want to, because I want to be able to come home to, like, my room. But I told her, I know that it's, like, not smart because, like, taxes are so high in our town for, like, no reason. But because the schools are supposed to be good or whatever.
But then the schools aren't that good, so
it's... Yeah, so I told you, I'm, like, you can move, like, if you want. But isn't that terrifying? Like...
Yeah. Because I was, like...
Because once I'm gone, it doesn't matter.
Because all these things on TikTok, people, like, come, like, back home, and they're, like... Have you seen all those videos where it's, like, oh, like, I'm home, but, like, it's not, like,
it's home. It's not home, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. For me, I was, like, I'm never going to experience that. Because, like, my parents have said, like, oh, yeah, once, like... I'm the oldest of three. They're, like, once the third kid's gone, we're out. And I'm, like, that seems fair. So, like... But, like, that's not a concern for me. Because at that point, there's a good chance, like... How many years is that? That's 8 years from now. There's a very good chance that I could, like, be settled, like...
Yeah,
in, like,
else.
A town, like, in a states away. Like, just, like, happy, like, content with my life at that point. So, like...
Oh, so crazy.
I don't know.
I remember when your sister was born, her younger sister, and I remember thinking, like, yes, now she won't... We're in, like, second grade, because mm-hmm. she was, like, oh, no, my parents are going to stay here, like, for, like, her whole high school experience, so she can, like, go to this school in this town. And so I was, like, yes, that means, like, Julia's not moving. And so that was, like, my, like, nice little thing. I don't know. It's just, like, a fun fact.
No, I keep thinking about that because, like, my, this one girl who I used to be, like, really good friends with, we're not that close anymore, but, like, she's, like, an only child, so, like, I'm pretty sure her parents are already looking at moving out of state. And that's, like, can you, like, imagine that? Like, you graduate high school and your house is on the market and you just, like, you just don't come back.
Yeah. I couldn't do that. Like, you leave and then, like, yeah, because, like, you leave and then, like, you come back and, like, the house that you're in isn't yours. Like, that's crazy. Oh,
I mean, like,
I don't know, my grandparents have lived in the same house, like, my whole, like, my parents, like, I mean, my mom, I think she grew up, like, somewhere else for, like, a few years, but then, like, the same house, like, they still own it, so, like, that's what I need. I want to be able to come back to my house, like, but there's no point living in this town unless, like, if you don't have kids going to the school.
Like, I don't know what, like, my mom, she's lived in the house that we're recording in right now, the house that I've lived in my whole life. She lived here. She grew up in this town. This was her parents' room. So, like...
This was her parents' room?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, because this used to be your parents' room.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That was her brother's room. That was her room until she moved into the red room.
She moved into the...
Yeah, really? She was bored one day. She was home alone, so she just brought her bed and everything into the red room.
The red room's, like, her, like... It's, like, a half basement. Like, it's, like... It's, like...
Kind of.
It's, like, a ground floor, but it's...
It's, like, not underground. Really. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, a living room type thing, but it's, like... They call it the red room because it has red walls. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's, like...
I have a funny story.
That's a power move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we've lived in my house for, I think, 15 years. Almost 16 in February.
Wow. It's, like, crazy to think that, like... Yeah, like... I don't know, but, I mean, you're probably, like, same for at least 5 years after, so, like, you'll be good.
I don't know.
But, like...
I don't know. It's so scary.
Hey, I got the trundle bed.
Oh, ew. Yeah.
Yeah. This is gonna make me sad if we keep talking about it, so let's do one more topic, then we can cut it off.
Okay.
Yeah? We have time for that, right? Or no?
Yeah.
How much time?
No, we have time.
We're, like, yeah, 25. Yeah, 25 minutes. Let's go.
No.
We didn't, like, get to half the things on our list.
No, we did.
No, we didn't.
No, we did.
We did?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'll show you later. No, right. But, I'm not even going to try to transition. I'm just going to say, like, priorities are changing.
Totally.
Being, like, I don't know if it's such, like, I don't know how much it has to do with actual, like, being 18, being, like, an adult legally now, or just, like, from aging. Like, my priorities are just so different. Like, issues that I used to get so worked up over, I now really don't care. Like, friend drama barely affects me anymore.
To be honest, there's, like, I don't really have any, like, friend drama. Like,
yeah,
I
just, people just don't care anymore, like.
That's, like, a whole, like, senior year thing, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard this, like, in the past from a bunch of people. It's kind of, like, senior year. Like, people just, like, don't really care anymore. Because everybody's, like, we're leaving anyway. So, like...
Yeah.
Like, why fight for the next 7-8 months when we can just, like, relax and have fun?
I feel like I've been in that position for, like, a long time. Because, like, last year, a lot of my really close friends were seniors. My boyfriend was a senior. And so, I've really just been in that mindset of, like, everything is temporary for, like, a while. And it's kind of brutal. Like, it's not too fun. But... Like, you kind of just realize, like, the friends that you have right now, like, a lot of them that you just, like, hang out with casually. Like, obviously, Julian and Eric, let's stay friends. Like,
I was talking to my mom about it this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, everyone says, like, oh, my best friends, and of course we're going to stay friends. But, like, I really doubt. Like we probably won't be, like, as close, like, all the time. But right. We're going to stay in each other's lives because it would kind of be ridiculous if
like,
we didn't.
I was talking to my mom about it, and she was like, oh, well, like, I mean, I was talking about it. She was like, oh, it's, like 5 years from now. Like, what do you think's going to happen? I'm like, well, to be honest, like, some people are probably won't say that. In touch with just because like we're both really awful at staying in touch, but like with Kira I feel like I can pick up in 5 years from now and like do like hang out for one night and just be like caught up on the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's like also like we even said it, she was like it's more like a like it's like so like
no,
we,
no but
like
no,
it's like
we,
a sister thing like I don't know. Yeah. Like I haven't like
no there are friends who I'm like you know super close with. Like I mean we kind of hang out a lot now but like in past years there have been friends who I hung out with like much more than you,
right?
And it's like oh we spend so much more time together but like we're still like closer because I hate to be this person because it's not like I would be like oh we're sisters but like we are because we've known each other for our entire lives.
There's like nothing that like, you don't know about. Like yeah. I'm just thinking about it like oh damn.
No, I've realized that we're like sisters when I don't want to like there are certain details about your life that I don't want to know but it's like sister
you like know? You have to know
like it feels like incesty to like hear about like certain parts of your life. I don't know but whereas other friends I'm not close with it's like oh yeah tell me these stories but with you it's like oh like just don't even tell me you know what
right.
I mean
yeah
but yeah it just feels like it feels like everything's like temporary like all our college friends are like home right now for Thanksgiving break and something like what you were saying about like picking up where you left off like I had this group of like four friends who I used to always we used to always go to, like Dunkin' Donuts and just like sit there and like talk for like a long time and we did that again and it felt like weird but like normal so and I was talking to my mom about it and she was like yeah like you just kind of like, picked up where you left off. I'm like yeah that's like it was cool.
It's cool that you can do that with people.
Yeah, but with everyone home now it's like so bizarre because everyone's gone their separate ways and like lived their own lives for 3 months and now they're back here. And Julia's coughing.
I'm gonna do it again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're gonna come home again. Yeah, but I don't know. What are some like priorities you think have like changed for you besides like friends or whatever?
This sounds like really bad, but like schoolwork, like I don't really care about anymore. Like I don't know if it's because I've gotten accepted into my top college at this point, so like,
ugh, so lucky.
I don't know if I've mentioned it yet or not. I'm here.
Well, she has.
Yeah. I have to cough again. Sorry, guys.
There's so much noise because also her family's like moving a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I'm getting a cough drop now, so there might be some crinkling.
Okay, she's getting a cough drop. ASMR, enjoy. But I would say one of my biggest changes, I think it's probably to do with a lot of things, but I do think a lot of it is like growing up. I spend so much more time thinking about just things I want to think about. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but like, I love like, you know, art and music and just everything like. Artsy. I don't know. I'm not trying to be like annoying, but like, whatever. That's just like my kind of favorite. Like, I don't like sports. I do not follow sports at all. Like mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And I spend like a lot more my free time like doing that rather than like. I feel like a lot of people in high school, it's like a big issue. Like, oh, I spend so much time, you know, scrolling through social media and like feeling bad about myself and like having FOMO and, like, all that, I really don't do that anymore. Like, I'm not saying it never happens, but, like, mm-hmm. I spend so much more time just, like, enjoying things that I want to enjoy instead of, like, wishing I was someone else. Like, I actually really love my life. I'm very confident for the first time in a very long time, which is crazy. And it's making me, like, it's making a lot of my, like, friendships and stuff, like, a lot stronger because I really respect myself and I'm not self-conscious.
I feel, like, the exact same way. I feel, yeah. like, with certain things, I feel like I can get, like, a lot to, like, subconscious and still with, like, hanging out with, like, certain like, groups and people. But, like, at the same time, I also, like, reminding myself, like, yeah, like, they want me here. I should be here. This is gonna be fun.
It's like, I'm too cool for them anyway. That's my mindset. I'm like, I'm...
Kira's new mindset is, like, the best thing I've ever heard of. She's like, you know what? No, I'm right. I'm, like, too hot and sexy for this anyway. Like, I can't. Like,
yeah.
It's, like, the best. It's about, like, every single thing. It's like... Oh, I don't really, I studied for this. It's probably because I studied, like, a little more. It's fine. I'm, like, too hot and sexy for those tests anyways.
I keep, like, saying this to my mom. Like, not, oh, I'm so hot and sexy. But, like, also, like, oh, whatever. Like, they wish they were me, whatever. And she's like, Kira, you're getting cocky. I'm like, no, I don't mean it like that. I'm just, like, being
this
stupid.
This is me trying to get to, like, think a normal people level of confidence.
Yeah. No, it's like, I don't actually think that I'm, like, better than everyone. I'm just, like, happy with myself. Like, I like where I am right now. Because right. In the past, I've definitely been, like, trying to be other people or, like, you know, trying to be things that I'm not. I finally feel like I'm, like, somewhere where I'm, like, happy with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's 18 for you, honestly. Is this, like, a good episode length? Yeah.
I'd say so.
Bro, our friends, I have to expose them.
Please do.
They recorded, like, a parody. Because they call a coming-of-age movie, you know, ACOAM. They call it a comb. Like, hair comb. A comb. So, they made a podcast. A 30-minute-long podcast called A Brush.
23 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh, okay.
I'm good with numbers. It just sticks in my head sometimes.
Called A Brush. Like, a comb, a brush. And just talked, like, about, like, anything for, like, half an hour. And, like, for 23 minutes, 44 seconds. And they kept saying, like, oh, bro, we gotta send this to, like, Julie and Kira. Make them sign, like, an NDA. Which I'm totally breaking right now. But I'm not saying anything that happened in the episode. I'm just saying it was crazy.
I'm not gonna say anything that happened. I didn't sign an NDA, though.
I did sign an NDA. I made an NDA for them. I was like, I won't expose the podcast episode.
No, but she had an NDA ready to sign in, like, like 20 seconds. You were just, I have this here. And they were like, why do you have this here? Like...
I've been involved in some sketchy situations. No, I looked it up. It was so easy. I don't know. But yeah, so that's what 18 has been like for us. I don't know. I wonder how, like, the main age of our listeners. I feel like they're, like, around our age, probably a little bit younger.
I would say younger. I'd say, like, entering high school is probably most people listening.
Well, if, to anyone listening, if you're younger than us, I would just say...
It's not as scary. We probably made it sound a bit scary, but honestly...
It's not scary.
There's nothing you can do to prepare for. It's going to happen anyways. So, like...
Something else that Madeline Argy said on her podcast was that nothing is as serious as it seems when you're 17, which I'm, you know, freshly out of 17. I can't talk, but
I mean, I'm like 3 months out. Yeah, so like,
no, but I do think that, like, hearing that was really relieving because, like, she was telling a story about, like, drama when she was 17 and she, like, couldn't remember details. Same thing. I keep bringing up my mom in this episode. Maybe I've just been spending a lot of time with her, but she was telling me stories about, like, when she was, like, 17 or whatever. And, like, she couldn't remember all the details. And, like, she was like, I think this happened. I think it happened, whatever. And it shows you, like, it really doesn't impact you that much in the long run. Like, it's, you're a kid. Like, mm-hmm. it's not going to, like, change your life forever. I know right now it's changing your life, all these dramatic things, but, like, it's not going to in the future. So, yeah.
My favorite thing, just how I got through a lot of, like, drama that I had last year, was, like, honestly, this is not going to matter in, like, 3 or 5 years. Like, sometimes it does matter in 3 years, and sometimes it doesn't matter in 5 years. So, depending on the situation, I go... You know what? Is this, like, really gonna affect me in, like, 3 years? Like, am I still gonna be hung up on this? Like, is this still gonna, like, be on my life, on my mind every day? Like,
no.
Like, no. It's like, why am I concerned about it now? Like, if it's gonna affect me for, like, 3 or 5 years, like, yeah, maybe I should spend a little bit of time worrying about it.
But,
like...
but yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening. Yeah. You need to give your... Go.
That was your outro? All right.
No, well, we've been talking for a long... It's been a long outro. Continue. Go.
Yeah, I'd love to. So, if you guys liked this episode and want to hear... more episodes that we have are, you should keep up with us on our Instagram and TikTok, which is at acoam.podcast. Our Twitter is at acoam_podcast. Follow us there to hear about more cool episodes we have. This was kind of like a fun, really, like, ranty episode.
We were talking about, like, episode ideas, and I was like, I just want to do one where we could just, like, talk about, like, just, like,
everything.
just, like, say our opinions on things. This was a good one.
Yeah.
I feel good about it.
Me too.
Now, I'm going to go home and... eat takeout and watch Little Shop of Horrors, apparently. And you're also going to watch Little Shop of Horrors.
I am,
but at your house.
Yes.
We have silly plans like that. I don't know. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. And we'll see you next week on a coming of age movie. Maybe next week, maybe not the next week. But
I'm not that busy this week.
Yeah, probably next week. So see you soon on a coming of age movie.